News Radio 950 WWJ and WXYT HD2 Detroit. An Odyssey station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
America is on the move again.
President Biden's assessment of his first 100 days in office in his first speech to a joint session of Congress. He also looked ahead.
The president laid out a vision for America in which millions more are working, preschool and community college are free, child care is subsidized, and cancer is ended as we know it.
It's within our power to do it.
He said the times have put democracy to the test.
We've stared into the abyss of insurrection and autocracy, pandemic and pain. And we, the people, did not flinch.
Beyond passing his jobs and family's plans, Mr. Biden urged Congress to compromise on a police reform bill.
Let's get it done next month, by the first anniversary of George Floyd's death.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Republican Senator Tim Scott delivered the GOP's response.
Infrastructure spending that shrinks our economy is not common sense.
CBS's Dr. David Agus responds to Mr. Biden's COVID vaccine update.
220 million vaccines in 100 days. It is a remarkable achievement. Obviously, part of that was the former president, who paid in advance to have these vaccines manufactured. But getting them into people's arms has been a resounding success so far.
The New York Times reports more than half of U.S. states have seen significant declines in new COVID cases over the past 2 weeks. The government releases a new measure of pandemic economic growth later this morning. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The economy is expected to show swift growth in the first quarter. The consensus estimate of economists for first quarter GDP is an annualized pace of 6.3%. That would be up from 4.3% in the fourth quarter of last year.
Three white men in Georgia have been charged with federal hate crimes in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who'd been jogging in their neighborhood. Attorney Lee Merritt says Arbery's family is relieved.
That a grand jury at the federal level has called this a hate crime and indicted all three of these men was a huge burden lifted off the family.
Something new for Amazon Prime subscribers, grocery drop-offs inside the garage. CNET's Ian Schur.
What I think will be interesting is how people respond to this idea of having a stranger effectively come into their home. One other thing to keep in mind, each of these programs has a camera either that you install or that's on the person to make sure everyone's acting the way they should.
Subscribers will need compatible smart locks or garage openers. S&P futures are up 27. Dow futures ahead 135. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors listen to your small business needs so they can provide you with tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform. Call today 877-ASK-DELL.
Live and local. Detroit's number one news station. News Radio 950 WWJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Roberta Giacena.
Good morning. I'm Jason Scott. It's our top story. Governor Whitmer providing an update on the state's COVID response this morning. The live details and a preview now from News Radio 950's Charlie Langton. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Jason. Yeah, the governor is expected to get her second COVID vaccine shot today. That'll be in Grand Rapids just after she gives the state an update as to the progress being made regarding the coronavirus. She calls her project Protect Michigan Commission, and co-chair Miguel Cabrera will be named. The governor says that about half the state's population has already received at least one shot, those over the age of 16, that is, and about 36% are fully vaccinated. Now, Dr. Khaldun, the health director Hertel, and the lieutenant governor Gilchrist, they will all join the governor at 9:30, and WWJ will carry her speech. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Why did Robert Gordon abruptly resign as Michigan health director, and why did he get that big payout when he left? Some of the questions that may be answered later this morning when he appears in Lansing before the House Oversight Committee.
You know, I have my thoughts, but I'm not going to speculate here. That would be wrong because I don't. It would just be speculation. But I do know that I've sat through many a hearing where Director Gordon testified in previous oversight committees, and I would refer to him as cocky. I'll just say that. So it'll be interesting to see.
Northern Michigan Republican Jack O'Malley, who sits on the committee, says he's surprised that Gordon even agreed to testify. At the time of his departure, he was granted a $155,000 severance package from the state, critics calling the deal hush money, citing a confidentiality clause. WWJ will be covering that committee hearing for you.
Today we'll be watching Grosse Pointe Schools to see if, for the second day, teachers call in sick to protest the district's new COVID-19 guidelines. More than 100 teachers took the day off yesterday at Grosse Pointe North High School. So many teachers were absent that administrative staff had to step in and teach the classes themselves. The teachers are upset over a school board decision to lower social distancing between students from 6 feet to 3 and shorten close contact quarantines to 10 days.
A man riding a moped along the Detroit-Dearborn border dies after being hit by a school bus. The 35-year-old was driving down Oakman when he was broadsided by a school bus on Tyerman. Happened about 3 yesterday. The man died at the scene. No other injuries reported. That crash remains under investigation.
Light rain in Allen Park right now, 51 degrees. The 2021 NFL draft is this evening, putting the Detroit Lions on the clock, and it's going to be busy in Allen Park tonight because of it. A preview is live now from the sports desk with WWJ's Tony Ortiz. Tony?
Jason, the Lions will have, barring a trade, the number 7 overall pick tonight in the opening round of the NFL draft, and one of the players that could be available to the Lions with that selection is Oregon offensive tackle Penei Sewell, who says that his maturity, especially off the field, has been the key to his success.
Going from high school to college and from Utah to Oregon, I've just kind of flipped the switch to a whole different mentality of locking in, of really taking that next step to be a better player and also be a better person off the field.
Other options for the Lions at number 7 this evening include Alabama wide receiver and 2020 Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith, as well as Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons. Live at the sports desk, Tony. Yeah.
Before you get away, let's say you're king of the Lions world. Who would you pick? Who do you think they should pick?
If I was king of the Lions world and had my suggestion, it would be Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. Watching him, Roberta, you get a Calvin Johnson type vibe from him, that this is a guy whose athletic strengths and abilities could dominate the NFL game if given the right system to be in. So if it was me, I'd take Kyle Pitts. The reality, he'll likely be gone when the Lions pick, so I think Penei Sewell, the guy we just heard from Oregon, will be the selection for the Lions this evening at number 7.
All right, thank you, Tony. WWJ News Time, 6:07.
It's a big show in Novi starting tomorrow. Well, the show is actually a bit smaller than years past, but the fact the show is even being held is pretty big itself.
The Home Builders Association of Southeast Michigan's Home Show returns this weekend.
We're really excited about that opportunity of starting to bring back a semblance of normal. We're the first major consumer show to be held in a convention center space like Suburban Collection Showplace in the state of Michigan. So we're pretty excited.
HBA Southeast Michigan CEO Mike Stoskoff says the show will operate under the retail COVID-19 precautions. 50% fire-rated capacity for the space, masks required, social distancing and extra-wide aisles between fewer vendors this year, and plenty of hand sanitizing stations. The show runs Friday through Sunday. In Novi, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
A lot of older millennials, people around 40 years old, are having money problems, and experts say this group of people, they were really dealt a difficult hand by fate. That story coming up in 2 minutes. WWJ News Time, 6:08. It's time for traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 8th, let's go to the roads. Here's Dennis.
Crash-free drive, but pavement's getting wet in the Detroit area. Please slow down and watch out for that this morning. But all in all, we have a crash-free and a trouble-free drive. This report sponsored by Auto Lab Complete Car Care Centers. Just a reminder, some good news and some not-so-good news here in Hazel Park and Madison Heights. First, the good news, the E-696 ramp to Cousins has been reopened. It's good news, it has been cleanup in progress there, but the ramp is now open. A North 75 ramp, though, to 9 Mile in the construction zone, though, the zone there, that's shut down. There's some repair work that has to be done from an earlier crash this week. So North 75 ramp to 9 Mile is shut down likely until the end of this week, but no other problem spots on the Detroit area freeways. Get your car ready for a spring road trip. Take your car where I take mine, Autolab Complete Car Care Centers. The Autolab Spring Savings Maintenance Package comes with battery check, oil change, wiper blades, and a whole lot more. Trust me when I tell you, you'll get great service and a quick turnaround. Find your nearest Autolab at AutolabUSA.com. Watching a crash-free but wet drive on the AAA Jam Cams, that's traffic from the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center.
Yeah, the old saying says April showers, and it shouldn't be out of the ordinary here. Dean DeVore is joining us with some wet conditions. Dean?
We just hope we get the good May flowers, right? Temperatures are in the low 50s this morning near the city, lots of upper 40s north and west. And as we talked about last hour, Jason, those showers have expanded northward and covered most of greater Detroit here this morning, and it's starting to expand up into the thumb. Those showers will continue occasionally as we go through the day. Highest temperature 56, should start drying out tonight, the low down to 42. The next big weather item tomorrow is going to be the wind. It's going to gust 30, 40 miles per hour. Some spots, temperatures up in the low to mid 50s. It's going to be chilly as well, down to 34 tomorrow night, and then we start mending the weather here as we go into the weekend. Milder with some sun and a breeze in the afternoon on Saturday, upper 60s to near 70. And then I think low 70s with some sun and a breeze on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorm chances go back up on Monday with a high 66 as we get into the first week of May. City Airport temperature 51, Metro Airport temperature 50, upper 40s in Pontiac. Scattered showers, cloudy, cooler today with a high just 56. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore, WWJ News Radio 950.
Thank you, Dean. Traffic and weather on the 8s and always online at WWJNewsRadio.com. And don't forget to take us with you on the go. Download the Odyssey app today. That's AUDACY, Odyssey.
WWJ News Time, 6:11. Analysts say fate has really done a number on some older millennials. The double whammy.
Timing is everything, and it seems to have worked against those nearly 40 years old. They embarked on their careers around the time of the 2008 financial crisis. The economy was crashing, the cost of education was rising, wages were not growing fast, and now many of these careers have been sidelined again by the most recent financial crisis. A Harris poll found only a third of Americans in their late 30s have paid off their student loans, so that means two out of three college grads who are nearly 40 years old and took out loans still owe the money. The poll commissioned by CNBC, it found more than half, 52% of older millennials with student loans, say it wasn't worth it. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Boy, what a day here at News Radio 950. We're celebrating one of our own who is saying goodbye today. And we've been hearing this for 30 years.
From the first day I stepped into WWJ years ago, I heard your infectious laugh, and the smile that would soon greet me was equally infectious. I learned quickly, though, that as kind-hearted as Vicki Thomas is, she's the toughest reporter the city of Detroit has ever witnessed. It has been an honor to work with you, Vicki. Best of luck to you on your new journey.
That's our Jackie Page talking about Vicki Thomas. She is the home of the City Beat. She is a strong, powerful, professional woman who is just always on top of it, breaking news out of the city for 30 years here at News Radio 950, retiring after three decades, and we congratulate Vicki. We'll be hearing from her, of course, later on this morning and talking about what's coming next for Vicki here on News Radio 950.
WWJ News Time, 6:13.
Coming up next on WWJ, we're going to be talking about those vaccine passports in the news as of late. And there's a big rally happening in Lansing over those today. More on that when the news continues in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Bill McCormick, General Manager of Southfield Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And whether you're coming from Waterford, Dearborn, South Lyon, or Warren, all roads and all towns lead to Southfield. During our Jeep Celebration event, you can get into a 2021 Jeep Compass starting at only $219 a month. There's no need to go shopping from one dealer to another because we've got the inventory. Visit our showroom today or check us out at southfieldchrysler.com. Remember, all roads and all towns lead to Southfield Chrysler at 11 and a half and Telegraph.
One of the benefits of living in Michigan is the changing of the seasons. Spring is right around the corner, and this year's spring rains are going to cause problems for many basements and crawl spaces. Foundation Systems of Michigan has a full line of waterproofing products, so they can offer you a custom solution specific to your home. You'll get quality work, a transferable warranty, and 4-year interest-free financing is available. Call for your free inspection. 877-DRY-MICH.
Hey, I'm Andy.
I've been popping up on your radio for a while, telling you about the men's grooming company I founded called Harry's. Unfortunately, I'm still not famous. Today I want to talk to you about our most requested product ever, deodorant. Thousands of guys have called, emailed, and commented asking us to make it. Just like a lot of guys, I have problems with sweat and odor. For years, we've all used the same deodorants, even though we have different needs, and it was hard to find the right one for me. So we did something. We designed our deodorant and antiperspirant to deliver what guys care about most. Three levels of protection at different strengths for those who sweat a lot, or a little. All-day protection, four fresh signature scents, all for a fair price. We can't wait for you to try them. You can find our new line of Harry's deodorant and antiperspirant at harrys.com or in a store near you. Just head on over to the deodorant aisle or check them out today at harrys.com. Enjoy.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to WWJ News Radio 950 and all the news, sports, music, and podcasts that move you.
What will the Detroit Lions do in the first round of the draft? Tigers play two today against Chicago. Tony has sports coming up at 6:23. Dennis is watching the freeways, the latest on 696, coming up when we do traffic and weather together in about 3 minutes.
WWJ News Time, 6:15. While lawmakers consider a bill meant to ban digital vaccine passports from government entities in Michigan, a rally is now planned at the state capitol today, supporting the potential legislation. Meantime, Jared Casalia of True Staffing Partners, a consulting firm which specializes in data privacy, he's sharing some concerns surrounding a proof of vaccination right now.
We in the United States do not have a federal legislation around data privacy. As we begin to roll out things like a vaccine passport, or as we begin to consider things like contact tracing when the COVID first hit, the problem is what data is being collected and how is that data being associated with my personal identifiable information.
Currently, COVID-19 vaccine passports are banned in several states, including Texas, Florida, Arizona, and Indiana.
It's a virtual town hall meeting today as victims of crime share information that they think could be helpful to
Last week marked National Crime Victims' Rights Week. And on the heels of that, Michigan Senator Sylvia Santana is hosting a Crime Survivors Town Hall on Facebook. This year's theme was Support Victims, Build Trust, Engage Communities. And the Democrat from Detroit says she'll be talking about the rights and experiences of those who have been victims of crimes. The online meeting will also see experts talking about the issues, with Santana saying victim advocacy gives a voice to those who may otherwise get lost in a sea of court proceedings that are not easy to navigate. The event will be on Santana's Facebook page, and it starts at 7 this evening. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio 950.
A lot of questions right now following a deadly shooting in Hillsdale County. An investigation is underway there as the sheriff's department is looking into, well, a shooting involving a sheriff's deputy. The incident unfolding yesterday evening in Redding Township. It's unclear why police initially responded to that home. It's the same location where a 32-year-old man was arrested last month for shooting a gun into the woods behind his house. He was allegedly drunk at the time. It was his second arrest in 3 years for the same crime, and state police are now expected to release more details as the investigation is ongoing.
Saying goodbye to one of our beloveds, and that story coming up in about 2 minutes. WWJ News Time, 6:18. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Hi, Dennis. What's going on out there?
Boy, you're quiet, Roberta. I don't see any crashes at all. They're beginning to brighten a little bit, so you can see the pavement more and more. And, of course, you see a lot of wet pavement, too, in the Detroit area. Be careful this morning and make it a habit, too. Anytime you turn your windshield wipers on, you turn your headlights on. Obviously, this time of the morning, you will. But keep your headlights on. Even beyond that, that can reduce crashes by 11%. That's a significant amount. So headlights on most of the time, that might be a bad idea. But no crashes right now. This report's brought to you by Victor's Roofing. Just a reminder, now in the National Electrical Contractors Association, construction update now at the Gross Seal. That Gross Seal free bridge still shut down until September, but the toll bridge needs some repairs, so they're restricting the amount of weight that can be going across that toll bridge, and this is significant for commercial vehicles only, 20 tons and a maximum of 3 axles. Most people aren't going to fit into that, but watch out for that. If you need to repair or replace your roof, call the roofing company with the most 5-star reviews in Michigan, Victor's Roofing. World-class customer service and craftsmanship, and the home of the leak-free guarantee. Schedule your free, no-obligation roof inspection and estimate estimate at victorsroofing.com. It's a crash-free drive on the AAA Jam Cams. That's traffic from the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center.
AccuWeather forecast with light rain falling at the Bill Brown Ford Weather Center. Here's Dean.
Today is going to be cloudy and much cooler. There'll be just showers off and on through the day. The high getting up to 56, mainly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower early, but then it should dry out, low 40s. Windy at times tomorrow, near 60 with sun and some clouds, and then upper 60s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday as we get a nice weekend coming up. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore, WWJA News Radio 950.
Rain is falling at Metro and 51 degrees, light rain in Roseville and 50. Traffic and weather on the 8s and always at WWJNewsRadio.com.
WWJ News Time 620. Well, we love her. We admire her, and today we say goodbye to WWJ's Vicki Thomas, who's retiring.
I'm Stephanie Davis with Voices of the Community, a special edition as we turn the microphone inward to a familiar voice here at WWJ.
It has been a blessing because anytime you can wake up in the morning and love what you do, it's something that, I mean, it's priceless, and I wish that for everybody.
Longtime City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas is retiring after 30 years here at News Radio 950. She's covered it all, from the tragic to the triumphant to the exclusive and, of course, the breaking news.
I just really am just thankful that I've had the type of career that I've had and that I've had the longevity in this business that I've had, and being able to have my entire career right here in Detroit has also been a blessing because I'm part of the community. I'm part of Highland Park. And, you know, I don't think I would change a thing.
Thomas, a Michigan Hall of Fame broadcast journalist, an award-winning reporter, the pride of Highland Park, beloved by many, talks about the part she'll miss the most.
You know, I think I'll really miss being able to tell the stories of the voiceless, the people's voices that may not be heard as a result of my retirement.
Congratulations, Vicki, on your retirement. More Voices of the Community at WWJNewsRadio.com. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio 950.
Is your retirement at risk? It might be if you're still using the outdated 4% rule. The decisions you make today will impact the rest of your retirement. Hi, my name is Kirk Cassidy. I'm a financial instructor for the Retirement Education Foundation and the co-host of the Retirement Education Hour, heard here Sunday nights at 8. Because the retirement landscape has changed, many of the general rules that have been recommended for years no longer apply. This is why the Foundation has created the free white paper on why the 4% rule is putting your retirement at risk. To get your free white paper, go to retirementplanningedu.org. This white paper will detail how the 4% rule can destroy your retirement, whether it's historical low interest rates, the potential of inflation, longer life expectancy, or the forecast of continued market volatility. This white paper will teach you why the financial service industry is ignoring the biggest risk to your retirement, sequence of return risk. To get your free white paper, go to retirementplanningedu.org. That's retirementplanningedu.org.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your deodorant rash, your favorite cheese, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, what kind of dog is that? That's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Could be a good day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow futures are up about 150 points, and we'll check your money in 2 minutes.
WWJ News Time, 6:23 from your Metro Detroit Chevy Dealer Sports Desk. It's all about the draft, Tony.
Yeah, Clemson's Trevor Lawrence is expected to be taken at number one, Jason and Roberta, when the NFL draft begins tonight in Cleveland. The Lions have the number 7 overall pick this evening, and among the players that could be available to them, Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons. He's considered by many the best defensive prospect in this year's draft. Rain would wash away last night's game in Chicago between the Tigers and the White Sox. That contest will be made up as part of a doubleheader today, which can be heard over on 97.1 The Ticket, beginning at 4:50. The final stretch of the regular season kicks off tonight for the Pistons as they clash with the Dallas Mavericks at Little Caesars Arena. We'll have that game beginning at 6:35. The Red Wings will look to end a two-game road trip with a win tonight in Carolina against the playoff-bound Hurricanes. Faceoff will take place at 7. with sports at 23 and 53 past the hour. I'm Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Celebrate good times, come on! Okay, so I'm not a singer, but the Jeep celebration event at Malosh Palace in Lake Orion has got me really excited. You'll be excited too, because I'm here to tell you, you can lease any 2021 Jeep at Malosh Palace and get the best lease in town.
Malosh Palace always makes sense for you.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts starting May 10th.
WWJ News Time, 6:25. Time for a check on your money from the DuckDuckGo Business Desk. Let's get the Bloomberg Business Report, and here's Ed Corey. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Roberta. Business groups expect workers to come back to the office after the 4th of July this year. Johnny Taylor heads up the Society for Human Resource Management. He says the biggest wave of returning workers are going to come back to work right after Labor Day. Well, flower services were hit really hard during the pandemic, losing money when weddings and other big events disappeared. But many of these florists stayed afloat with subscriptions, which became popular for those just looking for some kind of way to make sense of a routine during the pandemic. Right now, the Dow futures are higher. They're up 155 points. I'm Ed Corey with a Bloomberg Business Report on WWJ News Radio 950.
Hi there. It's your air conditioner. Before hot weather hits, you should really make sure that I'm ready to keep you cool. Flame is here to help with their best deals this season. From now until May 2nd, schedule with Flame and save 25% off home AC inspections and 15% off new equipment purchases. Don't wait. As temperatures go up, the deals will go down. The sooner you schedule, the more you'll save. Visit flamefurnace.com to learn more. That's flamefurnace.com.
I'm John Meacham. Welcome to Fate of Fact, Season 1. This series is about how and why fact became a casualty of war in the United States. You can listen to Fate of Fact, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Shining City Audio, a C13 original studio, available now for free on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Tragically, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. Please set yourself reminders on your cell phone or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child. Always look for your baby before you lock.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
The All 33 Back Strong Chair makes it possible.
Well, how about tech that can triple the size of my monitor when I'm on the go?
With the Mobile Pixel Trio, it's possible.
How can my small business make a strong impression?
It's possible with the iPostal One Virtual Mailbox. Welcome to Staples Connect, a new world of possible, with innovative tools for small business and remote workers. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store.
WWJ News Time, 6:28. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Let's go to the roads with Dennis.
Well, I checked 75 just a little while ago, but then we heard from Gary. He said, watch out as you head north along I-75 in Monroe County into Wayne County at Swan Creek Road. There's a disabled vehicle in the left lane. Not a good place to park. North 75 Swan Creek Road, again, in the left lane. But the DuckDuckGo route you can trust right now is I-696 from end to end. Looks from Roseville out to, we'll say, Novi and Farmington Hills. You won't find any problems, but pavement's getting wet. Be careful this morning. That's traffic on the AAA Jam Cams from the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center.
Yeah, pavement getting wet because of those showers. Will be lingering all day long. Cooler today than yesterday, a high of just 56. AccuWeather's Dean DeVore calling for mostly cloudy skies and will drop down to 42 by daybreak tomorrow. A high of 60 on Friday. Sun and clouds mixing tomorrow. Windy conditions closing up the work week. The weekend begins Saturday with warmer conditions, a bit breezy. Afternoon high of 68 then. Right now, light rain in Wyandotte and 40 9 degrees. The current exergen temperature is 51 wet degrees at Metro.
Last week, I scheduled an MRI with Basha Diagnostics for a work injury. From the moment I called Basha, they were so accommodating and had so many options that it was so convenient for my schedule. The staff at Basha Diagnostics is world-class. Michelle was the MRI technologist for my procedure. She was so nice and comforting. Michelle, known around the office as Baby Michelle, is actually a senior technologist at one of the leading hospitals in Metro Detroit. She made my procedure very easy and relaxing. Actually, almost all the technologists who work for Basha are exceptional and work for the major hospitals in Metro Detroit. My appointment was on a Saturday, and I was elated to see Dr. Basha himself overseeing the staff. You might be surprised to know that Dr. Basha works 7 days a week. His passion is to make sure you have the best experience possible, and he wants to save you money. Basha has 3 locations: Royal Oak, Sterling Heights, and Dearborn. Call them today at 248-288-1600. Again, 248-288-1600, and explore BashaOpenMRI.com.
From Pineapple Street Studios, My Fugitive is a new podcast about secrets, like a Cold War spy ring.
In fact, within the Bureau itself, you probably had less than a dozen and a half people at any one time who knew about the thing.
New episodes of My Fugitive are available every week wherever you get your podcasts. But why wait? Binge every episode now, exclusively on the new Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Live and local. Detroit's number one news station. News Radio 950 WWJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jason Scott.
Good morning. I'm Roberta Jacina, and this is our top story right now on WWJ. Robert Gordon, the former state health director who resigned abruptly and got a big check as he left, he's set to testify today before lawmakers in Lansing. WWJ will be covering that for you. Here with a preview now is WWJ's Charlie Langton. Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. When former health director Robert Gordon abruptly left his post back in January, he was given a $155,000 severance and signed a confidentiality agreement. Now, that later agreement was waived, but the director has not explained why he left, at least to the satisfaction of some on the Oversight Committee. The governor has stated that his departure was voluntary, but House Oversight Committee Chair State Representative Steve Johnson says that he will answer important questions about his departure. But what if the director, former director, doesn't appear?
If he doesn't show up, he will be in contempt of the legislature. But we are not concerned about that. We've had discussions with him, and we are confident he will appear via Zoom in front of the committee.
And that committee hearing starts at 10:30. Stay with WWJ for full coverage of that. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, Governor Gretchen Whitmer providing an update on the state's COVID-19 response later this morning. She'll be joined by Chief Medical Executive Dr. Jonae Khaldun. After the announcement, Whitmer is going to get her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine in downtown Grand Rapids. Remember, it was earlier this month she got her first shots at the Ford Field mass vaccination site in Detroit. Now, we'll be hearing from the governor at 9:30, and we'll take you live to Grand Rapids when she takes the podium on WWJ.
They want you to get back to work. A Michigan House panel expected to approve a plan today that would use federal COVID-19 relief funds to pay unemployed workers a $1,000 incentive to get off unemployment and to take available jobs.
About 800,000 people are on unemployment in the state, according to the head of the House Appropriations Committee. That's despite the fact that businesses are having a tough time finding workers, and the state unemployment trust fund continues to dwindle. The plan still needs the approval of the full GOP-led House, the Senate, which introduced its own supplemental spending plan Wednesday, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Ed Corey, WWJ News Radio 950.
A lot of talk of money last night by the president, delivering his first address to a joint session of Congress and touching on issues of gun violence, police reform, climate change, child care, education, and foreign policy. The president laying out the case for spending $4 trillion on things he says the American people need right now.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said that he's uncomfortable with the level of spending that the president is proposing. What this president aims to do is leverage his own popularity, and he's got a 58% approval rating in our CBS News poll this week, and the popularity of his agenda to try to convince Senator Manchin, and others, perhaps Republicans too, to get on board behind what the White House is arguing the public demands.
Correspondent Stephen Portnoy, CBS News will have more at 7 o'clock.
Meantime, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott delivered the Republican response.
Our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart.
Scott saved his sharpest words for the subject of race, saying the U.S. is not a racist nation and suggesting that Democrats use that issue as a political weapon.
A Kalamazoo chiropractor who opposed Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home orders when the coronavirus pandemic struck is now going to be running for governor in 2022. Republican Garrett Soldano, Garrett Soldano announcing his decision yesterday. He started a Facebook group called Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine. It gained nearly 400,000 members before the social media giant shut it down. He's also co-chairing Unlock Michigan, a ballot initiative to repeal a law that Whitmer used to enforce COVID restrictions. Soldano is the fifth Republican to form a gubernatorial committee. All are lesser-known candidates.
Could the government get rid of menthol cigarettes?
The tobacco industry has marketed menthol products to young people and African Americans, according to the CDC.
People that do smoke the menthol cigarettes tend to have a higher addiction rate. There is studies that show that it is more difficult for those that smoke menthol to quit than those that don't.
That's Dr. Asha Shahjahan, family physician at Beaumont Health.
More than half of youth ages 12 to 17 who do smoke menthol cigarettes.
If you're looking to quit, the Michigan Tobacco Quit Line is a free service for residents. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Out west, California could become the first state to allow adults to add their parents to their health care plans. Supporters say it'll save families money by limiting their expenses to one shared out-of-pocket maximum limit. But business leaders say adding lots of people, older people, to their large group insurance plans will drive up already skyrocketing premium costs.
There's some new evidence about the dangers of air pollution.
Children exposed to higher levels of air pollution may be more likely to show signs of mental illness by the time they're 18. A study at Duke University tracked thousands of young adults in the UK. Those with a higher exposure to traffic-related air pollution had higher rates of mental health symptoms, including depression and anxiety.
That's CBS correspondent Michael George.
Some self-driving technology could be legal on British roads by the end of this year.
Britain's transport department says automated lane-keeping systems will be the first type of hands-free driving legalized.
It's a small step along a very long pathway towards vehicles that truly do all of the driving for us.
Analyst Jonathan Reed says drivers would be able to take their eyes off the road and their hands off the wheel, but only at a maximum speed of 37 miles per hour. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Have you ever thought about buying a brand new mattress online? Our technology editor, Ian Schur, talks about his experience.
Online, there's everything. So, you know, there's a bunch of these companies you've never heard of, like Layla or Sattva. Some people have heard of Tuft & Needle, Purple, because they do a lot of advertising. I am one of the people who've ordered mattresses online. These mattresses show up in a box, right? And all the air is taken out of the box. And then you open up the box, you open up the container that it's in, and suddenly the mattress comes to life, right? And all the air swooshes in. Now, let's say you don't want that mattress. Well, you can actually set it up. They'll just send someone to your home. They'll grab it. You don't have to put it back in the box or anything. So they do make it relatively easy. And in fact, my in-laws, who are the people who mostly use it, they're very big fans, and they're pretty picky. They actually are such big fans, they went and bought the same mattress. There you go. It worked out pretty well.
By the way, CNET has a list of the online mattresses it likes best for side sleepers, back sleepers, and stomach sleepers. That's on CNET.
For those aspiring to be pro football players, some lives are going to be changed greatly tonight. Tony Ortiz will join us. He'll explain coming up in about 2 minutes.
Brand new bunch of multimillionaires. WWJ News Time, 6:38. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Here's Dennis Neubacher.
Hey, we're rich, aren't we, Roberta? Doggone it. 75
oh, yeah.
Looks good.
Rich
friends. Rich and friends and family. That's what's most important. Coworkers. 75 looks okay, even in the road workout. But pavement's getting wet. Be careful this morning. Lots of space between you and the vehicle ahead. But no crashes on I-75. 94 is looking all right. The Lodge, no trouble spots at all. Just a reminder, North 75 ramped to 9 miles shutdown for the next couple of days for repair work. But E-6 96 to Cousins, that was reopened yesterday after some long-term closures there for hazmat situation. But no problems there. And if you headed out to the west side, looks like 275 is a good bet right now. Watching a crash-free drive on the AAA Jam Cams, but it's getting wet. Be careful. That's traffic from the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center.
Yeah, it could be a soggy one today as we check in with AccuWeather's Dean DeVore.
Well, after 2 days of 80 or better, it is going to be much cooler and we'll stay in the low to mid 50s here as we go through the rest of the day. And you will need the umbrella with occasional showers as we go through the day. Mainly cloudy tonight, the low down to 42. Tomorrow gets windy, gusts to 30, 40 miles per hour at times. We'll get up to around 60 with sun and some clouds. Warming up into the upper 60s to near 70, a little bit of a breeze Saturday afternoon, but it's a nice start to the weekend and even a better finish. Low 70s with sun and clouds and a nice day on Sunday. Shower thunderstorm chances return on Monday with a high in the mid-60s. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's raining in Northville and 51 degrees. Wet conditions in Warren and 50. Rain is falling at Metro Airport and 50 degrees. Traffic and weather together on the 8s and always on the go. Download the new Odyssey app today. That's AUDACY Odyssey.
WWJ News Time, 640. Well, this should be very exciting. What happens tonight at the NFL Draft will change the lives of players forever.
This will be a very special night for the 32 men who will be selected this evening in the first round of the NFL Draft. As Taylor Decker remembers all too well when he was taken in the first round by the Lions back in 2016.
You know, when you get invited, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get drafted, but it doesn't seem real until you get the call. It just doesn't. And then, you know, adrenaline, hearts racing, you just, you know, I did all the interviews afterwards. I don't even know what I said. So, I mean, it was just, it was amazing. And then I was really lucky to be able to be a part of that.
The first round of the NFL draft begins tonight from Cleveland at 8 o'clock. Barring a trade, the Lions have the number 7 overall pick in the first round. At the sports desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
From one national sporting event to another, the Run for the Roses is this weekend. And those living in the neighborhood surrounding Churchill Downs are now prepping for the excitement and to get a financial boost during the Kentucky Derby week. Many locals like Andre Kaur made a lot of money in the past and is making money this week by selling parking spaces on his property.
Y'all gonna be full with buses, limousines, and RVs and everything.
At the Derby itself, reserved seats will be limited to between 40% and 50%.
Have you ever ordered a McFlurry from McDonald's and thought that the spoon was actually a straw and found out, no, it's just a spoon? McDonald's says it's sorry. They are spoons. They are not straws. And to apologize for the confusion, they say they're going to be giving away free McFlurries on May the 4th. To apologize to customers, they say they'll give you a free regular size caramel brownie McFlurry on May the 4th via the McDonald's app. No purchase necessary. Again, that's May the 4th. Oh, and they say the spoon is going to stay. McDonald's says some of the McFlurry toppings are too big and might pose a safety risk with a straw.
Here's something that's free. A smell of the flowers. Tulip time returning to Holland this weekend.
There's 4.5 million tulips. They're planted throughout the town in our city parks, at our attractions, and so you can see them in lots of different places. Downtown is just lovely. Two parks, Window on the Waterfront and Centennial Park, have lots of tulips, and they're gorgeous.
Tulip Time Executive Director Gwen Awara. That's the festival running May the 9th. It begins this Saturday, and it runs through May the 9th out west. WWJ News Time is 6:43. Still to come on News Radio 950. It's the effect of the pandemic on the small business community, and it seems like it may be everlasting. Maybe, maybe not. It depends on what and who are doing. It depends on what people are doing to make things better. The old pull yourself up by the bootstraps kind of thing. The news continues in 2 minutes on WWJ.
Come celebrate spring at Ray Wiggins Nursery, where you'll find your inspiration. Ray Wiggins Nursery experts can help you create the best gardens and landscapes for your home. And right now, our entire selection of patio furniture and umbrellas are all 25% off. Plus, our beautiful pottery is great for patio container gardening. And for your landscape, our entire selection of shade and flowering trees are all 20% off. And selected potted spruce, fir, and pine trees are over 25% off. And there's great savings on much more. Be sure to visit our website at weekendsnursery.com. Online shopping with pickup or local delivery is available. Remember, for the best quality, selection, value, and service, buy direct from the nursery. Ray Wiegand's Nursery, since 1941. In Macomb Township, on Romeo Plank Road, we make it worth the drive.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to WWJ News Radio 950 and all the news, sports, music, and podcasts that move you.
Powered by Golling Auto Group. Experience the Golling difference at Golling.com.
Will the Detroit Lions do the right thing in the NFL draft? Is this the start of something big for Detroit? Tony has sports coming up at 6:53. Dennis is looking at Macomb County, checking the drive on M59 and M53. Traffic and weather together in 2 minutes.
WWJ News Time, 6:46. Finding workers right now in the food industry has been tough, especially for small business owners like Nicole Christian, owns the Burger Grill in Detroit, and says ever since incentives aren't bringing in resumes, incentives aren't allowing people to bring in resumes, and she says that's forcing her to shut down at times during the pandemic, though she is still at it today.
When the pandemic came and that unemployment came, it was like total shutdown. Nobody was coming in. Nobody wanted to work. Everybody was quitting.
Yeah, she says she's had to close her restaurant at times because she didn't have enough staff, though she is trucking through it.
A lot of people talking about this on Twitter, about Ted Cruz.
Twitter is having a field day with a sleepy senator. Ted Cruz was caught on camera struggling to keep his eyes open during the portion of the president's speech last night about immigration reform. Comments range from when you're dreaming about Cancun to Ted's eyes are hooked up to his state's power grid. Texas Democrat Joaquin Castro shared the clip with the caption, Ted Snooze. Cruz's communications advisor shared a statement from his boss. I can summarize the Biden speech in 3 words. Boring, but radical. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On the health beats, the word opioid might make you think of the doctor's office or a hospital. But a new study says it can come into play after a trip to the dentist.
A University of Michigan study finds that overdose rates were 2.5 times higher among patients who filled a prescription for an opioid medication after a dental procedure compared with those who didn't fill such a prescription. The researchers identified 2,700 overdoses that occurred in the 90 days after a tooth extraction or other dental procedure, working out to about 3 overdoses for every 10,000 dental procedures. They say having the stuff in the house puts the entire family at risk of overdose. One researcher says the study underscores the importance of avoiding dental opioid prescribing when ibuprofen and acetaminophen are effective for pain control. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A lot of environmentalists are concerned about what comes out of the tailpipes of vehicles. John McElroy says you should be more worried about the brake pads and the tires. That story coming up in 2 minutes. WWJ News Time, 6:48. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Let's go to the roads. Here's Dennis Neubacher.
like what we're seeing in all the counties this morning. But let's go up to Macomb County and take a look at M59 and M53. And okay, no problems between Utica and Auburn Hills along M59 and vice versa. It'll be slow in the road work there between Romeo Plank and basically Gratiot Avenue, both directions. But right now, that doesn't look too bad either. Van Dyke Road has some road work on it. This report sponsored by Jim Rail's Friendly Auto, but so far so good there as well. Once you get to 75, that's where I'm seeing some of the slowest traffic. But also, it's combined with the wet pavement there, South 75 in the construction zone. And a reminder, the North 75 ramp to 9 Mile is shut down there in Hazel Park for the next couple of days for repair work. Right now at Jim Reel's Friendly Chrysler Jeep, lease a 2021 Jeep Renegade Limited 4x4 for $179 a month for 24 months as part of the Jeep Celebration event. See dealer for details. Jim Reel's Friendly Chrysler Jeep on Van Dyke at 14 Mile and JimReelsFriendlyChryslerJeep.com. That's traffic on the AAA Jam Cams from the St. Joseph Mercy Health System Traffic Center.
Light rain downtown as we get the AccuWeather forecast from Dean from the Bill Brown Ford Weather Center.
A much cooler day with occasional showers, the high getting up to 56, down to the low 40s tonight. Tomorrow gets windy, sun, some clouds, the high getting up to near 60, and then breezy and warmer Saturday with sun and clouds, high 68. Sunday, not bad, low 70s with some sunshine, and then mid-60s with some showers and a thunderstorm returning on Monday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore, WWJ News Radio 950.
Light rain right now in Ferndale and 50 degrees. Lightly raining at Metro Airport and 49. Traffic and weather around the clock on the 8th and always one click away, WWJNewsRadio.com.
WWJ News Time, 6:50.
Over time, the brake pads and tires on your car wear out. And where do you think all that stuff that wears out goes?
I hate to tell you, but you're breathing it.
With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Particulate matter, or PM, is bad pollution. And the worst is PM 2.5, or 2.5 microns. It's almost invisible. But when you breathe it in, it can go deep in your lungs where it can ultimately cause cancer. Turns out, the PM 2.5 from brake pads and tires is actually 1,000 times higher than the particulate matter that comes out the tailpipe of your car. That's what a British company called Emissions Analytics found. One way to combat that is to make vehicles lighter so the brakes and tires last longer. But with the popularity of big SUVs and pickups, as well as battery-heavy electric cars, we're actually going in the wrong direction. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
When it comes to home improvements, everyone always says they want to get three estimates, which makes sense. I mean, you want to get the best price, right? Just call Performance Remodeling. We make it easy by giving you up to three estimates on whatever it is you need, windows, roofing, or siding. That way you can see exactly how much it will cost to use different materials, styles, and manufacturers. That's right. One call, three window estimates, or three roofing estimates, or three siding estimates from one company. We listen to what you need, show you multiple options, and give you three estimates right there on the spot. And don't worry, unlike some companies, our salespeople are not pushy. There's no arm twisting, there's no lame one size fits all solutions. Instead, we show you three estimates, then sit back and let you decide. So call Performance Remodeling at 586-540-6000 or online at windowsroofingsiding.com. And right now we're offering 6 years no interest on all windows, roofing, and siding. 6 years. So call 586-540-6000 or online at windowsroofingsiding.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Only T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities, like our WFX solutions enabled by our nationwide 5G network that help teams stay connected and productive where work happens. We also provide an award-winning customer experience and first-class benefits with every plan. Get unmatched network support and value without any trade-offs at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this is interesting, what COVID is doing to auto sales, and that story coming up in 2 minutes.
WWJ Sports Time, 6:53 from your Metro Detroit Chevy Dealer Sports Desk. Tigers are going to play two today, Tony.
Yeah, that's because their game in Chicago, Jason, against the White Sox got rained out last night. So we get a doubleheader this afternoon in Chicago. Casey Mize gets to start in Game 1 for the Tigers. Matthew Boyd will start in Game 2. Coverage, 97-1 the ticket, beginning at 4:50. Barring a trade, the Lions have the number 7 overall pick in tonight's first round of the NFL draft from Cleveland. The Jacksonville Jaguars will select at number 1, and they'll take Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. The Pistons will close out a short 2-game homestand tonight with a contest against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll have it right here on WWJ beginning at 6:35. Also in action this evening, the Red Wings. They're in Carolina for a battle against the Hurricanes. Faceoff will take place at 7. With sports at 23 and 53 past the hour, I'm Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's the best part about betting basketball. All the great player or game props. And right now through FanDuel Sportsbook, they allow you to combine all of those props to potentially score an even bigger payout. I love it. It's called Same Game Parlay, and you can only find it on FanDuel. Hey, you don't like a matchup? Take advantage of a player. Parlay their point total with rebounds and assists, maybe even throw in the over-under. The options are endless. And if that's not enough, new users get a risk free bet of up to $1,000. And now, new and existing users get up to $25 in site credit back each day if your parlay falls one leg short using Same Game Parlay insurance. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of WWJ. Join me. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and try Same Game Parlay using the promo code Jason at sign up. That's promo code Jason. 21 plus and present in Michigan. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
WWJ News Time, 6:55. It's time to check your money. Let's get the Bloomberg Business Report from the DuckDuckGo Business Desk. And here's Ed Corey.
Morning, Roberta. To protect against COVID, people all over the world are skipping the train and the bus and buying cars. That's sending vehicle sales soaring and fueling a demand surge for oil and metal. Jump in vehicle sales is a pretty good sign that this is more than just a passing fad. Amazon is rolling out raises for more than 500,000 of its hourly workers a few months early. It's spending $1 billion on pay bumps designed to boost hiring at the company's logistics division. Market could open higher today. Dow futures up 166 points. Ed Corey with a Bloomberg Business Report on WWJ News Radio 950.
Lottery numbers on WWJ. Daily 3 last night, 148, and the daily 4, 9044.
Fantasy 5 winning numbers, 2, 11, 24, 31, 32. Powerball jackpots, the winning numbers were 16, 18, 35, 39, 53. Powerball 21, Power Play 3. Traffic and the wet weather in 90 seconds.
Wearing a mask is more than protection. It's a bridge to better days. The path back to celebrations with family. Nights out on the town with friends. Game days with your favorite sports teams. And the thrill of live concerts. But until we can all get the COVID-19 vaccine and build community immunity, which will take time, we all need to continue to stay careful. Because Michigan's recovery is depending on you, and so are your